Hi, friends. Welcome back to Lunch That Ish. Guys, I am just so excited to be consistent this year. So we'll get to that in another conversation, but welcome back. We're going to be continuing our discussion around rest and how it's an important tool in a thriving business, a thriving launch. And today, guys, I have a very special guest because I figured it was time for you to stop just hearing from me. Like, it's time to bring in a professional. And today I am really thrilled to be bringing in Jemaira Pollard. Jemaira is a business coach and the founder of A Well-Rounded Life. Listen, if the name doesn't say it all, I don't know what else to tell you guys. She serves creatives, professionals, and working parents who are ready to live a life filled with grace, passion, and purpose. Excuse me, aren't those like my three favorite words in this world? Grace, passion, and purpose. Having those three things meet and have it on a balanced scale are literally some of my go-to moves for success. So I'm really honored to have Jemaira here with us today. And we speak about everything from where rest has played a role in her life, how to use rest as a tool, how to enforce your boundaries, how to prioritize the right things. Honestly, 10 over 10. Thank you, Jemaira, for stopping by the Launch That Ish podcast. And I really hope you guys are blessed by this episode. Hi, Jemaira.
Hello, Kumbi. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear it, like the smiling in my voice, because I'm excited to speak with you?
Ditto. You're my favorite. So I'm honored to chat with you about all the things, and I'm honored to be on your podcast.
You're already making me blush. And just like I was honored to be on your podcast, which we'll obviously get into as well. You're amazing. And this is how we're going to start. I would love for you to introduce yourself, please.
Awesome. So hello, everyone that is listening. I am Jemaira Pollard. I am a coach for creative entrepreneurs. My brand is Living Well-Rounded. And that is also the name of my podcast. And our mission is to help creatives, mamas, small business owners live a life that feels more well-rounded. Instead of trying to deal with work-life balance, we embrace the idea of a well-rounded life. So that is me. I'm a mom to two. Husband to one, as I always say, and I'm just excited to chat.
I already cackled. Oh, God. I already cackled because every time I hear wife to one, you know, I always laugh when you say you have a favorite son and a favorite daughter because you have one of each. But yeah. Your brand, everything about you, even the way you talk, look at how peaceful you sound. Everything just feels well, like you're living well-rounded. And so that's the reason why I wanted you to come onto the podcast today. In the last episode, I was talking about the importance of rest and, like, you know, why it's really important to rest and reset. Mm-hmm. But something that I've realized is that they don't always have to be separate, right? Like, sometimes you need to also, like, kind of keep rest as a going theme in your, like, business and in, like, your entire person for it to be truly successful, for right. Your business, your life, everything, to find a nice, well-rounded life, basically.
Yeah, I love it.
So that's what I wanted to talk about today. So I will start off this way, like, how important has rest been in the story of Jemaira?
Ooh, that's a great question, a loaded question. So backstory with me, I used to be a wedding planner. I did that for 12 years. And towards the end of my career, I ended up going back to school to get my master's degree because I knew that I was being called to coach other people. But also in that season, I was diagnosed with a chronic condition called fibromyalgia. And so the way that the perfect storm came to be is that I started to get to a point where it was challenging to physically do weddings and to show up, and even mentally, it was just a lot. And if you are in the wedding space, you know how fast paced the industry is. And so I bowed out gracefully like Oprah. She was still at the top. She was still doing her thing, but it was time to just let that go and then embrace another season because I was being forced to rest. And sometimes that's what it takes, is certain things in your life, certain seasons, they force you to just kind of rest, reset, pause. And I had to do all of that because I was running a million miles a minute, two jobs, two children, husband, I'm back in school. And it was just insane. And so God told me, you need to rest and you need to reset if you're going to do anything well, because I just had too many balls in the air that I was juggling. So for me, rest is a part of my life because I'm forced to do it based on how I'm feeling for the day and how my condition is showing up on a daily basis. So I have good days, I have bad days, I have days where I'm just forcing myself to show up. But then there are days, for example, we were both at Engage, where I come back from conferences, from speaking, where I have to rest, like do nothing, so that I can just recharge and then just hit the ground running again. So if you're not resting, then you're not winning, because you're not fully giving your body the opportunity to recharge and really focus in on what needs to happen next. So rest for me is important because I get to reflect, I get to figure out what's next, and I get to recharge in the process.
I love that. I think you've even just basically summarized everything in one beautiful, beautiful nutshell. We can leave now because
okay, that's time to go. Thank you for having me.
No, but seriously, I think you've said it all. Because one, if you do not rest really, and if you do not prioritize rest somewhere in your plan, like your body is going to force you to do it, right?
Absolutely. It is very true. But why do we have to get to that point? Like, why do we not just make the time? Why do we not just make ourselves a priority and just shut down and just rest and do nothing? We are so focused on busy, busy, busy that we get to a point of burnout. And that is not fair to ourselves, to our family, to our clients, when we get to that point of just showing up but not giving our best.
Exactly. So this is the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this in general, because one of the ways that you can prioritize rest in your life, in your full life, basically, like in your active life, is by setting boundaries. I feel like we're always having this conversation in circles around, like, not just in speaking engagements that I've had or in things like that, or like when we're advising, can imagine when you're advising your clients and the creatives that you speak with, about how it's important to set boundaries, not only for the health of your business, but the health of yourself, right?
Yes.
Can you give us examples of how we could start to set those boundaries? Let's say like we're all coming to you right now, like, Jeremiah, listen, I am done. Everything is just so overwhelming. I'm being called in every single direction. How would we start going about implementing these boundaries in our life and in our business life?
Love this question. So I always tell people, close the computer, step away, do something that brings you joy. Just start with that, unapologetically. The next thing I would do is to start to prioritize. Does it matter? Is it just noisy? Is it nonsense? Or is it needed? So I feel like we all have a lot of things going on, but there are levels and tiers to what's important and what needs to happen first, something that we can put off later, something else that we can delegate, but we don't always have to be the ones to do it. And this is in business and this is at home, because I always have clients who are moms and dads and they're just doing all the things. But the reality of it is some of that we can start to delegate to other people. And so how we set boundaries is we prioritize and we figure out what's important and what can wait, and what you want to do versus what you just don't want to get involved in. And so I just feel that boundaries and setting them up is also a key to success, because you're not letting things that are not as important trickle in to your everyday productivity. There are a lot of people that will just be in your DMs, on your social, in your email, and it's a time suck, as I call it. So set boundaries around your social media, set boundaries on how often you open your email, set the boundaries on when you actually just clock out of work and when you are fully engaged with your family. And so if you say something is important to you, then your actions need to match that. And so instead of letting clients just ping you all night with questions and concerns, you have to remind yourself that your family is priority, your health is a priority, your self-care is a priority. And as a result, you need to set boundaries so that you have allocated time to do more of the things that you love.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you for that. I think one thing for sure, as you were speaking, that just kept flashing is true. Like, the only successful way to be able to implement these boundaries, or for your boundaries to be successful, is for you to stick to them, to actually enforce them, right? So like what you said about prioritizing, whether it's your family, whatever it is, like what you prioritize is really what's going to succeed here.
Yes.
I love, love, love that. I also love that you mentioned email and like work, working hours and things like that. I know that one way a lot of people have been able to implement these boundaries is like through set working hours, right? Especially as entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't set work hours, then you're already setting yourself up for failure. I went to a conference years ago, a luxury conference, and a lot of us want to get into a space where we're dealing with less work, more money. And the reality of it is, if you think about these high-end stores, the Neiman Marcus's of the world, the Tiffany's, the Hermes, all these stores, Some of them aren't even open on weekends. Some of them close before the mall even closes. But you know what? We will show up and we will be there within those working hours, right? So the same thing with your clients. They will be there when you wake up. You don't have to answer them at 10 p.m. You don't have to be attached to your phone. If you're putting out quality work and you know your stuff, then people will show up within those working hours and within your boundaries. And a lot of people will respect that you have them versus just feeling like you're just all over the place as well. So set the boundaries, stick to the boundaries. But when you do show up, you just show up and show out and just let them know that you have their full attention and vice versa. Boundaries, y'all. So important.
I love it. I love it. And you're so right. Like at the end of the day, doesn't matter if Hermes is telling you that they close at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or whenever it is that they close, you'll be there at that window because you're choosing to shop or participate in that like luxury experience. So why not you? Jamara, that's just brilliant. What other ways do you feel like people can then start to implement this, whether it's to implement rest as a part of their pattern and their day-to-day life?
I think that the biggest thing is we have to figure out what our ideal looks like. What does your ideal day look like? What does your ideal business look like? Your ideal work schedule at your 9 to 5. So if you know that it's important to you that you want to work out and get some physical fitness in, you know that you want to take time to do your devotional or just read a book for fun, and you want time to spend with your spouse to drink a glass of wine at the end of the day, start to put those things on a calendar first, and then build everything else around it. Make those things your foundation. This year will be 14 years that I've been married. And one of the things that we've done every week since we've been engaged is we have a date night. For us, we put that on the calendar and we treat it like a business meeting. So if your boss is like, hey, I need you to do a review meeting every Friday at 3 p.m., you're not going to move the meeting. You're going to show up. You're going to be prepared. And a lot of us don't do that and give the same grace and respect to our families. So for us, we really try to implement that. And I'm trying to do days with my children during the summers and spending some time with them individually, which I think is important. But for me, also my social life and my girlfriends are important to me and my siblings are important to me. So I schedule time with them down the line, months from now, if I have to. But I build everything else around that because those are the things that are important to me.
Jamara, you're so brilliant. Honestly, I feel that so much because I'm the person that's always missing date night because it's not inside my calendar and set the right way. I'm scrambling when the day comes because I've decided to take on something else. And my husband hates that. Hates it absolutely.
Fix it, girl.
This is the message I needed.
Yes, it was sent. It was sent. No, but to that point, though, you put it on the calendar and then you start to put the people and tools in place so that it can happen. So if you know you need to line up the babysitter, you know you need a cute outfit, you know you need to make a reservation, do those things as soon as possible and then make sure that you stop your workday in advance so that you can be prepared and fully show up, no phones at the table, figure out what questions you want to talk about, the things you want to get done during that time together and fully embrace being present. That is so important. If you are going to show up, be fully present as well.
Love it. So yes, it's okay to prioritize things. It's okay to create a schedule for things. But while you are in those things, you should be fully present and like be there in the things that you're doing. I love that. Love, love, love. Mm-hmm. You just said something that I think everybody needs to hear though. It's part of being able to enforce these boundaries and being able to prioritize rest or have like a much healthier relationship with yourself and your life and the people around you. How important have you found delegation to be, whether it's through outsourcing or like, you know, finding help? How important a role does delegation play in prioritizing rest and having a well-rounded life?
It's a game changer. My life literally changed when I decided that I needed to surrender and not try to be a Jill of all trades and do all the things. I realized that the amount of time that I was spending on things like laundry, the amount of time on meal prep and just doing errands took out of my day. It was like money, money, money just being spent. And for me, it was like, okay, I know what my hourly rate is. But there's someone that can help me that can do the same things for less on their hourly rate. And I can bless another family by paying this person to do said task, big or small. And it's been a game changer. So in my home, I have someone that helps me twice a week for a few hours to do the things that just take up time for me. And then I have someone in my business, a virtual assistant, and you have people on your team that can just take tasks that they don't mind doing. They actually like doing them. And there are things that I don't like. And so even with my husband and my children, I'm like, hey, I need y'all's help with X, Y, and Z. I've said it on plenty of podcasts and talks that I've had. If you have children and they can work an iPhone, an iPad, or any of those things, then they can learn to work a washing machine. They can learn how to do just daily tasks. It may not be the way that we do it, but it's done. So done is better than perfect. You do not have to have the person doing it exactly how you're doing it. Just be grateful that it's done so that you can focus on the things that are top priority, the things that will bring income to your business, the things that will make you feel like it's less chaos. So hire people that are smarter than you and that do not mind doing some of the tasks, and it will be a game changer for sure.
Period. like that's the only way to respond to that. It's like a full stop.
It is, but that was all my husband though. He's the one that said, hey, I know that it's a lot for you health-wise some days. I know that you're really trying to serve your clients. I know you're trying to be super mom. But the reality of it is being super mom doesn't mean that you are folding on the laundry yourself, doing everything yourself. So let's get some help so that we can actually have more family time, or we can have more time to just make sure you are in the best place possible mentally, physically, and all the things. And so it's truly a blessing. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have people around me that are willing to help so that I can serve, which is something that I'm all about.
I love it. And I couldn't agree more. I feel in every season that I've been in, it's been really beneficial for me and for the people around me, my family as well, to be able to delegate a lot of these things. Otherwise, what ends up happening is that you get this overwhelm and then nothing actually gets done, or everything gets served less than 20%.
You're burned out trying to do it all and it's still not done. And I just think that we just have to allow ourselves some grace and just rest, pause, and then start interviewing people. Make a list of the things you know you need help with, the list of the things you don't like to do, and then go from there and see who can help you. It could be someone in your family, someone in your community, someone at your church, a colleague. So ask around, get the help you need, and then you can start fully being present in the areas that are most important to you.
Jemira said it. Listen, Coach G has said it, guys. And once she says something, it's canon. So we need to go with that. 100% agree with you. It frees up your space. It frees up your mind, but also creates a healthier everybody. I feel like once we as creatives, entrepreneurs, active participants in the home, it's really important that you free up that space in order to be able to actually be successful at whatever it is that you're trying to do. One more thing I wanted to talk about, Jemira, and we've already talked about it through the thread of this conversation, but how important is it for you to be able to say no? How powerful is the word no when it comes to upholding these boundaries, but also upholding the important things in your life?
When you say no to the things that are not authentic, the things that don't bring you joy, the things that are in your way, when you can say no to those things, then that allows you to say yes for the things that you really want to do, the things you're excited about. And so you have to say no to certain people sometimes, and it may hurt your feelings. It may make you feel like, man, I'm not a good friend, or, oh, I should take that client, or I should do this. But at the end of the day, it can be considered a roadblock to the things that you want to do. So I have to say no sometimes to certain things, but then I'm like, I can say hell yes to other things. And it's okay. It's hard to say no. I'm a people pleaser. I want to make sure everyone's taken care of. I want to make sure I'm showing up and I'm doing all the things. But man, the reward on the other side is amazing. And it trumps having to do the things that you really don't want to do. So exercise the word no to allow space for the yes in all the things that you are excited about.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. And once you're able to exercise that word no, then everything that needs to be or is supposed to be a yes will thrive. I love that. Okay, so Jemira, let's bring it back here. Like we've said so many things in the 20 minutes that we've been talking. I would love for you to share what role the things we have mentioned and the power of using rest as a tool how can we use the rest as a tool when we are mapping or planning out a launch for something, when you're looking to launch that shit?
Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. So in my seasons of rest, personally, I feel like I get inspired, invigorated. I feel that it's less noisy so that I can have some clarity in what I want to do next and what I should be doing, the steps that I need to take. So when you are fully rested, you can just have a clear head to actually figure out what needs to happen when you need to launch that shit. So I think when you rest, it is so important to just take that opportunity to figure out what your end goal is and then the steps to get there. So another quick thing that I like to do is something called a CEO retreat. And that's where I go for maybe 2 days alone by myself with an idea to rest, to reset, to relax, but also to map out the things that I want to launch in the next season. There's no noise. There's no other projects going on. It's that one thing that I'm honing in on that I want to launch. And so as a result, I use that time uninterrupted to just put my full efforts into launching that next big thing. And so I really do hope that in your season of rest, you do find clarity in what is next for you and what brings you joy and the things that excite you in this life that unfortunately is just way too short sometimes.
Guys, did I not tell you? She's just absolutely brilliant. Like, just absolutely brilliant. I couldn't even relate more. You're blessing me with this information now. It's always hard, especially when one, maybe you're like multifaceted or you have not just product lines, but income lines or interest lines, for lack of a better word. It's really hard sometimes to find the quiet, to find the quiet to be able to hone down and, you know, like really map out what it is that you're trying to achieve with X or with Y. And I think the CEO retreat idea is absolutely brilliant because sometimes you have to calm the noise completely around you to be able to see clearly.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's nice because especially when you're a small business owner and entrepreneur, we're just running a million miles a minute and we don't get time to plan. We don't get time to forecast and to map things out in the beginning or mid-year or end of the year. And so I do want to encourage someone to put on your calendar time to set those goals, time to map out what your next launch is, the steps needed, the people needed, what needs to happen internally, externally, all the things, but do it without all the noise of everything else going on in the meantime. So important in this season, figuring out the tools and things that you need to launch that ish.
Yes, 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 yes. I love that. Like I mentioned to you before, I'm committing to trying to keep our conversations on the podcast this year to 30 minutes so that it can be like, you know, nuggets, nuggets, nuggets. Yes. But see, the thing, this is the problem when you're speaking to someone so wise, you want to just keep going and going and going. But to close us out, one thing I wanted to ask you is like, if you had to give one advice to the launchers out there, maybe the people that are already in launch season, pre-launch season, even pre-idea season, what is it that we would say is your one thing that has helped you and the thing that you advise your clients to do as well when it comes to launching that ish?
Just do it. Determine what it is that you want your end goal is and just do it unapologetically. Do it like your life depends on it. Do it well. Just show up at the end of the day. Just show up as the best version of yourself. Do your best, and that's all we can do. But you got to show up if you want to be successful. But there are people out there who are doing it. I'm sure most of you know you could do it a lot better, but you got to show up to do it. So show up, show out, launch that shit, and just do your best.
That's fire. So guys, Coach G has said it. Just show up and show out. So Jemaira, tell us, where can they find you? Tell us what you have going on and where people can find you to connect with you. Oh, wise one.
I love it. Well, thank you for having me. So on Instagram, my handle is @IAmLivingWellRounded. Website is Jemaira.com. That's G-E-O-M-Y-R-A. And so for me, I'm launching some new courses, some new course suite with different things all about systems. So how to make more time in your business life by using systems, which I love, love, love. It's such a great resource. So, and also on TikTok, I'm just @Jemaira, starting to hang out over there as well.
Yay. Go find her on TikTok, please. Yes.
I'm not dancing or doing nothing crazy. No, none of that. But my life behind the scenes, my version of living well-rounded. And so come say hi, slide into the DMs, and let's connect.
Listen, let's do that. Jamaira, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Having me. I love it. I love you so much. So thank you.
Have a great day, babe.
You too.